Tua Tagovailoa, Alabama quarterback, who has announced his decision, which is, Jason, that he is going to head on out.
Okay.
Head on out to the NFL draft.
Would have been unusual if he'd stayed.
It would have been unusual if he'd stayed.
That would have been the news.
There were some financial implications, perhaps, if he stayed. But you know, when you talk about situations like that, I always think of, and it's not identical. It's actually very different. But I always do think of Cardale Jones, 12 gauge. Remember him, Ohio State?
Yes, of course I do.
He came in. I want to say,
yeah. What's become of him?
You're right. I mean, he's somewhere in the NFL, maybe as a backup. I'm not sure, but he came in, if I'm not mistaken, like in the middle or the late part of the year for Ohio State, and
I remember.
Like just took the world by storm.
They went to his high school or something to make the decision, right? Or announce the decision. What did I remember? ESPN had cameras there and all that.
Yeah, like what happened was. You know, it was 2014. He entered the season as a redshirt sophomore. JT Barrett got hurt. Mm. And then throughout the rest of the year, Cardale Jones was awesome. They won the national championship. And then he announced that he was coming back. He was coming back to Ohio State.
Everybody said, great for college football.
Instead of going to the draft. And you know what happened? You know what happened 2015? I mean... Like he got benched. He started his first seven games and then he lost a starting job. So
that's you always think about Cardale on these, huh?
Well, and that hurt him. He should have left after 2014 when he was hot. Right?
I always think about Kelly Wise. Should have left.
Is that who you think of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all familiar with Kelly?
Yeah. And
a great Tiger, by the way. And a Tiger we don't talk much about, John Martin.
Yeah.
Kelly Wise was a double-double machine. And it felt like he should have left when he was hot. I want to tell you that it was it ended up with knee problems and all those issues, and he ends up coming back. And those were the Cal years, if I'm not mistaken. And it just sort of said a knee that just continued to deteriorate, but health was definitely a factor. I wonder how much of it was on Kelly, but it was just never the same, to your point about, man, need to leave when you're hot.
By the way, 12 gauge is in the XFL now. He plays for the DC Defenders. You know, so like if
you called him 12 gauge,
yeah, that's what
familiar with.
That was his nickname. That was what they called him. See, if he would have left after they won the national championship, right? Like if he'd have left and gone to the draft in 2014, you only had like friggin' four or five games of tape on him, and he was awesome in all those games. He would have gone in the first round, and he'd at least I don't know if he would have been. I'm not saying anything about his ability as an NFL quarterback, but he would have at least socked away $15 million like my boy Paxton.
I feel the same way about Kelly Wise. Would have been a millionaire.
I don't know.
And maybe in the league.
I don't know.
Maybe.